My name is Rob Hoischko. I'm a consultant paediatric gastroenterologist at Addenbrookes Hospital. About a quarter of all patients with Crohn's disease present under the age of 18. And under the age of 18, the majority would present between about 12 and 14.
What's actually happening in Crohn's disease?
We understand the processes that lead to the ulceration in the gut, and that's really what drives the symptoms of pain and diarrhea. That is driven by a combination of factors. It is clear that the gut flora, the bugs that live in our gut, are responsible for driving the immune system to react against some atypical bacteria in your bowel. That's likely to happen in genetically predisposed individuals in about a quarter of patients that we see. But in 75% of patients, we don't know what the underlying causes.
So it might be for a significant minority that are predisposed to some sort of interaction between the friendly bacteria and the bowel.
There are attempts to try and understand which atypical bacteria tend to drive the inflammation. We're not clear what the trigger is, and without knowing that, it's difficult to tease out whether the change in gut flora is a result of inflammation or is actually driving the inflammation.
Crohn's has been linked to the use of antibiotics. Is that mediated through this interaction with the bacteria in the gut?
So early use of antibiotics, there is some data out there that suggests changing your gut flora in the very formative early years of your life may predispose you probably to a number of conditions.
Is this becoming an increasing problem?
Yes, certainly in Scotland, where they've got robust data, there's been a doubling of the incidence of Crohn's disease over the last couple of decades.
When you talk about ulceration of the bowel, people might think of one discrete ulcer, like a mouth ulcer. But what does the bowel actually look like?
Crohn's disease, you can have these ulcers anywhere between your mouth and your bottom end, or can be right.
So you've not got one ulcer, you could have
a series of ulcers.
How do you manage the condition?
It is a little bit of initial testing and trial and error with the first-line drugs, but we tend to focus on suppressing your immune response to the driver of the gut flora. In Crohn's disease, in particular in children, we do use exclusive enteral nutrition. This is feeding them a special milk-based diet, yeah, which they take exclusively, so there's no additional food allowed for 6 weeks. And that, we know, heals the gut very effectively in Crohn's disease. It's not a long-term solution, clearly, but it's a way of inducing that first remission and getting them better.
But in terms of drug therapy, you're using drugs that are altering the immune system in some way to dampen down
most
this response.
Exactly. So most of these drugs affect the immune system.
Because this is one of the exciting areas, someone who doesn't work in the field, is the new drugs, so-called biological therapies. Have they added a lot? Are they used in children?
They are certainly used in children, and I would say in the UK, about 20 units look after substantial numbers of children with inflammatory bowel disease. Between 10 and 15% of our population are on these one or other of these biological treatments. And they are effective. They are used predominantly in children who would otherwise go forward for surgery. They are extremely effective at inducing a remission, not quite as effective at maintaining remission. But I think with each new biologic, we are able to postpone more invasive surgery. Our aim, this is where the rest of our team comes in, our aim is really to try and normalize child's life, to get them back.